Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to discuss something from my heart. I notice when I write or speak directly from what's most pressing on my heart that I have a lot of clarity, and I think I've shared that with you before. But sometimes I hesitate to share what's on my heart because I want to make sure that whatever message I give to you is one that is has a good source, is coming from a good place, and not always just one from an emotional aspect of me having a human experience. And so, you know, I tend to, sometimes I let things marinate. So I will have a thought and I'll sit on it for a couple of days. And if different things keep coming back up to me that align with that thought, then I go, okay, this is probably a good thing to share. And so last night I began a book, audiobook by Cicely Tyson. And I've always loved her for the creative work that she gave the world through acting, and the way that she walked with this regal elegance that could never be questioned. She wasn't one of those people out there trying to be in the tabloids or putting her business out there or making other people's lives difficult. She was what, in my mind, is the epitome of class, stature, and love. You know, she understood that her life was bigger than just herself, and so she made choices that would impact people in a positive way. And so that's a goal for me as well. She came from a family of immigrants, and so she talked about how her family came to America, the struggles they had. And I'm not that far into it, maybe about 3 hours into it, and I can't remember, but I think it's a 16-hour book. But the one thing that struck me most last night was she was explaining a interaction she had with her director on a movie. And I think it was the movie Sounder that she's talking about. I apologize if I've got it wrong, because she was talking about several of her movies. But she had a director, yes, it was Sounder, who was saying that he never realized that he had any prejudices until he was looking at an interaction on the set, where he realized that this young child called his father daddy, just like his own children at home who were Caucasian called him daddy. And this was such a real aha moment for this director, and he was expressing what he felt was a deep-seated truth for him. And I don't think he meant it in a derogatory way. In a negative, negativity was not his intent. He was trying to show her, I've learned something, and I learned that you guys call your parent daddy, just like my children call me daddy. I never knew that. And so as I listened to her, you know, speak what her experience was, it dawned on me that it was a continuation of something that had been on my heart for months, right? And it was that people don't see other people as human sometimes, right? They don't see us as the same, and that makes it easy for those people to mistreat other people, right? And so when people don't see the value in something, they don't take care of it. And that's interesting to me, right? Because, you know, if God is love, then we should all be love too. And we should all epitomize God's love. We should share God's love. And we should love one another, right? And so I write a lot about love. And I also have expectations of boundaries and of care and compassion that I want to give to other people. And so as this gentleman who thought that he was telling her something to make her happy was expressing his gratitude for the moment of understanding that people who didn't look like him, in this case African-American people, lived the same way, it shocked her and it made her uncomfortable. She was trying to figure out how to respond. And for me, it's a teaching moment because, you know, we have people all over the earth that are in various shades of hue, right? Just like we have flowers. And so this morning, as I was trying to figure out something to share with you, I was reminded of the first time I really looked at magnolia flowers and the beauty of those flowers. Because I had seen them, but I really didn't know the name of that tree, and I was like, interesting. And so when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is so interesting. I want to know more. I want to learn more, right? Now, I couldn't go out and touch one, but I could look on my iPad, and I saw that they came in different colors, and I was like, wow, these are beautiful. And then last week, I looked at lotus flowers, and I like the lotus flower because of the symbolism that it holds for me, and I think for a lot of people. And that is that, you know, they actually, you know, they can bloom in the darkest conditions, in the deepest of murky water, and they can be beautiful when they rise to the surface. And the thing that I saw was that they come in colors I didn't know. I mean, I knew there were white ones, and I've seen some pink ones and some yellow ones, but as I was looking at these flowers, I was just like, wow, the beauty of what we don't know is fascinating. And the other thing I thought that goes along with the same thing is that I signed up for something yesterday, and they asked me to give them a quote from a quote that they liked. And I thought about it, and I was like, I think I'm going to use a quote from me. And so I sat with that thought for a moment, and I said, people don't know what they don't know until they learn something new. And that's the quote that I want to live with. And I want to share with you, because what that quote means to me is that we have the potential to be different, to change, to make a difference in life, and to be better by just understanding what we don't know so that we can learn something new. So I just want to share with you that same message, but from a poetic view. And this is just how I look at you. Today, as I look at you, I reflect on all the things I thought I knew. It occurs to me that there is so much untold purpose in your beauty. I think as I see it, unknown colors previously unseen by me, your splendor is sacred, hidden spaces and beautiful shades only possible in you. There is so much I never knew about you. The lotus flower comes in colors and shades that I never imagined. Of course, there is white, purple, pink, and beautiful tones of yellow too. But today, as I searched, I found new joys and colors when I looked at you. I found a deep, dark purple, blues, hints of orange, and yellow and green tones too. Who would have ever looked past you? How could I have ever looked past you? So as I look at the beauty of the flowers arranged in God's perfect water, I see that you are receiving the nourishment that allows you to perform each day anew. Sometimes you're on a lily pad, other times you're in groups of two. Sometimes you're in water that's deep, dark, and blue, And those beautiful settings set off your most elegant tones too. That is what I saw when I looked at you. And so I want to ask you to look at humanity a little different today. Look at the people who are standing next to you in line. Look at the people who are, you know, on the bus with you, or, you know, on your television screen at church, the people that are in the pew sitting next to you. Look at your neighbors and see the similarities, and let that be your focus. Because whether or not you understand how they live, that's not their responsibility, right? Because I don't go into people's houses and look to see how they live. I meet people and I listen to them speak and I look for their heart. And so I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. And I'm also going to ask you to have those conversations with your children so that they can be good stewards of God's love too. Everything that we're dealing with is bigger than our experience. And we need to understand that. I don't even know if you remember Arthur Ashe, but he was a famous tennis player. And he was the first person that I ever heard say the words, "I am a citizen of the world." So, you know, I thank you for being a part of my inspirational community, however that affects you, whether you are a listener online, whether you've purchased one of my books, or you've purchased an audiobook and you listen there, whether you follow us on Facebook or Instagram or however else my children have me out there. I just want you to realize that I may not look like you, but I love you. And everything I hold dear for myself and my children, I hold dear for you. So I'm going to ask you to have a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Yeah, that's what you deserve. That's what we all deserve. We all deserve peace, love, understanding, safety, happiness, and joy. Enjoy your day. Goodbye.